الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 6th of Safar, 1447 year in South Africa. We are here in Masjid Aisha in Mayazdal. Allah Jalla Wala reward all the trustees, all the imams and all the musallis. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. My brothers, we all are aware that for so many years now and months that there's a war going on between the Muslims and the non-Muslims. So what does Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tell us in the noble Quran about all these issues? As an introduction, we should understand the following. Who is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla? Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the radiance, effulgence in the heavens, in the earth. Look at the sun, the moon, the stars. All this we can see. And who is the creator? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And we see here on the land and sand, we see about the oceans, we see the lakes, we see the fruit, the vegetation, habitation. Who is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Qad ja'akum min Allah nuru wa kitabun mubin. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam addressed and said, you're the nur. Why? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. In chapter 14, verse number 1, Almighty Allah gives the mandate to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the radiance and effulgence and nur of Islam. So today we see how many darknesses there are. Beside the kufr and shirk, the blasphemy and polytheism, we have the socialism, we have capitalism, we have Zionism, we have secularism, we have democracy. All these are satanic systems as far as Islam goes. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. We have to reject all these man-made system and satanic system and come back to the Islamic system. Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. So what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us? Almighty Allah teaches us, وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. That when people hear the Quran in our continent in Africa, you see these people, they heard the Quran Sharif. Ja'far radiallahu anhu read the Quran Sharif. Yea, in Ethiopia, in Habasha, and that side was Najashi in Negus. His name was Ashama, and he was a very just ruler. And the first hijrah migration took place to Africa, to Ethiopia. So the Quraysh came and said that these people ran away, they were slaves. So he said, no, we're not your slaves, we are the slaves of Almighty Allah. They are torturing, persecuting us. So then the Quraysh tried to make propaganda and said they don't believe in Jesus and so forth, you know, meaning the Son of Allah and all that. So he was very fair. He said, one of you Muslims, read the Quran Sharif. We want to listen to it. Imagine this incident taking place here in Africa. Chapter number 5, verse number 83. If you don't understand chapter and verse, the beginning of the seventh juz, the seventh para of the noble Quran. Ja'far radiallahu anhu read Surah Maryam, and that is chapter 19, comprising 98 verses. When he started reading, the Naam-e-Nami, Ismi-Grami, honorable name of Sayyidah Maryam is mentioned 34 times in the Quran. An entire surah dedicated to her. The only lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Quran. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, his Naam-e-Nami, Ismi-Grami, honorable name mentioned 25 times in the Quran. See what Allah Ta'ala says, and always when you interact with others, tell them Jesus, peace be upon him. Mary, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, were Palestinian. 100%, there's no two opinions on that issue. So what did they do? They heard the Quran Sharif, and this was their response. They're still not Muslim. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْ. When they heard this Quran Sharif being read, MashaAllah, the tears were rolling down. So before embracing Islam, brothers, sisters, that the Quran Sharif had such an impact on them. And they were crying and tearing. And thereafter they said, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَا شَاهِدِينَ. Ya Allah, we bring iman. Ya Allah, write our names down amongst those people who have given witness and bear witness to your oneness and uniqueness. And the Master, alayhi salatu salam, is the final and last messenger. Do we ever cry? We are born Muslim, 99% of us. We will cry watching a movie. We will cry when our soccer team loses or cricket team loses. For haram things, we will cry. We are supposed to cry. Your muazzin, Sheikh, what is your name, Sheikh? Where is the muazzin? What is his name? Ibrahim. You know, when I just entered, the azan started. So the hadith says, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلَا تَجْلِسْ حَتَّى تُصَلِّيَ رَكَتَيْنِ. When you enter the masjid, don't just sit down, read 2 rakat salat. So tahiyyatul masjid. So I said, I'll read that, make intention. Allah Ta'ala makes the talk also easy and a means of guide. But I was making dua for the muazzin. I even told him now. Such beautiful adhan he gave, you know. So remember that that type of adhan, sometimes the non-Muslims, they hear it and they embrace Islam. So brothers, you must understand the impact of the Quran Sharif. The impact of the adhan is all nur and radiance and effulgence. You and me as Muslims, who are we? I'm giving you the introduction. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّ رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Allah expanded his or her heart, the nur, the radiance, effulgence has entered the inner recesses of their heart. So we are nur, our message is nur, radiance and effulgence. But what the enemies want to do, whether it's America, whether it's Europe, whether it's Israel, whether it's the Arab tenpot dictators, so all of them are together, the enemies of Islam. Quran teaches us, chapter number 61 and verse number 8, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to extinguish Allah's name and the words of Allah and the nur of Allah with their mouths and their media and their mass media, the TV and everything else. Everything, 99%, they will speak negatively. They will call us terrorists, they will call us, you understand, fundamentalists and all funny names. But Allah gave inspiration, motivation. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala will let this nur and radiance of Islam spread throughout the world. Even though the non-Muslims, they hate it and despise it and detest it. Let me just take you on a quick tour. You see, Pakistan. Pakistan is the only Muslim country that has nuclear. So no other Arab country, no Muslim country has nuclear. So a few months ago, you all know there was like a war between Pakistan and India. Pakistan gave them a good thrashing, remember. But who was on the other side? It was, you must remember, India, Israel, France, America. What was their aim? That this one nuclear country, Muslim country, we must wipe them out and so forth. But China was there, and it helped with Allah's help, it helped Pakistan. Azerbaijan was there, Turkey was there, and that is how Allah Ta'ala saved them and so forth. Now today the news broke, because Trump and them in America, they're very upset with India. Why is India buying energy and oil and all that from Russia? Why are they buying arms from there? So now there'll be tariffs and all that, 25% plus penalties. Now we must make Pakistan our friend. So today they announced that we will have a bumper deal with Pakistan. So on the radio this morning I said, don't know, they are both of them chore here. America also crooks and the Pakistan army also and politicians also not very honest people. So now Pakistan gets happy. You must understand how their politics works. Kissinger said in those days, he said America doesn't have friends. It only has interest. It will use you, and after it has used you, it will just drop you. So we, the Muslim countries and Arab countries, we are foolish. Always we fall in their trap. But we know that they're just using us for their hidden agenda and ulterior motive. Come to Gaza. What do you know about Gaza? I'm sure I told you that the last time I came, but we forget. If somebody, your non-Muslim neighbor, is to ask you, what's this Gaza, Gaza, what does it mean? How many of us even know what is the meaning of Gaza? You see, our mothers, daughters, they do sewing, crocheting, knitting. So those days already, 1,000 years ago, that the mothers and daughters of Gaza, they would sew and make the bandages. The British and them are master crooks, they know how to steal the words. Today you go to the doctor, he puts for you gauze bandage. You see, gauze, ghaz. So ghaz means to make that bandage, remember that. So that is the literal meaning of Gaza. What are the virtues of it? Subhanallah, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu conquered Palestine in the 16th year of the Hijrah, Gregorian calendar 636, who did he send there? Who did he send to Gaza? You see, we don't know. We don't learn our history. We don't learn anything, basically. So understand the first word to be revealed of the Quran, Iqra, read. So remember, there is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh, his great Sahabi, his father is Abu Sufyan, and his other brother, Muawiyah radiallahu anh's brother, is Yazid, not his son, his brother. His son is also Yazid, we're not speaking about him. So Yazid bin Abi Sufyan, the brother of Muawiyah radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu appointed him and said, you Yazid bin Abi Sufyan, you go and take care day of that whole area and the Gaza Strip. You Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, you go to the other side and take care of Qaisariya and so forth. So that is great history from time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Already, remember, is part of Palestine. And the enemies are always burning that why have the Muslims got control of all these areas and so forth. From the year to 636 to 1099, it's all under Muslim rule. And then came the Christians, the Crusaders, and they massacred and slaughtered the Muslims. For 88 years, there was no Jummah Salat in Aqsa al-Mubarak. They had, instead of the Islamic flag, they had the crosses and the crucifix everywhere in Palestine. But Allah selects whoever He wants. Allah Jalla Wala chose who? Allah Ta'ala chose him, Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin the Just. The man who never saw Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, and never performed Umrah Hajj. He passes away at the age of 55. Go to Syria, Damascus, where the Umayyad Masjid is, one of the greatest and most famous masjid there, you will see his Qabr Mubarak is just there outside. Saladin Salahuddin Ayyubi. You see this mimbar? After 88 years, when he climbed on this mimbar to deliver the first khutbah after the victory Allah gave them, and Allah Ta'ala gave them a magnificent victory. You should read, there's no time for it, how he beat the enemy and so forth. After 88 years, a khutbah is being delivered. So how do you start the khutbah? Salahuddin Ayyubi climbed on that mimbar of Nuruddin Zanki. Do we even know the names? Nuruddin Zanki, Imaduddin Zanki. Allah's fazl, when I went to Syria, I went to all these places there to make dua for them. Their kubur and their mubarak graves are there. Zanki, do you even know what Zanki means? Zanki means those people dark in complexion. Remember today, we look down upon the people who are African and so forth. But Sayyidina Bilal is African. Imam Abu Hanifa's teacher is African, Atta bin Abi Rabah. Imam Shafi Rahimullah's teacher is African, Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lady who had the custody of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the demise of his mother was African. What was her name? Her name was Barakah. What was her kunya? Umme Ayman. So there's a great history, but we got our Gham mentality, our Indian mentality. I come from this Gham and this village and there, so we got village mentality. Islam don't allow all this village mentality and all these things. So understand that how they saved the day for Islam. So Nuruddin Zanki's mimbar, not one nail was knocked into it, but made of wood. And then these Jutlas in 69, they burned that mimbar and everything in Masjid al-Aqsa. So you should know their atrocities and their war crimes are not from now. It's right from 1946, 1947, where they started massacring the Palestinians and so forth and so on. Hamas, I want to tell you the latest information. You should know this, my brothers. You can't be living in khabe ghaflat, just getting on in life. Khana, pina, sona, pahana, just eat, drink, sleep and watch TV and visit the toilet. And Islam don't teach all these things. Islam says you must have a hadaf. You must have an aim in life. You must have objective in life. Life is precious. So see what the jutlas are doing today. So now the special envoy for America and the American ambassador, Huckabee and Witkoff, they will be going to Gaza. Maybe they went already now. Just kali, they just pretend they'll go here. Yes, there is hunger here. We must do a little bit this, little bit that. And then we will speak of ceasefire. So the ceasefire will be pegged in favor of who? Israel. They will tell the world, we gave a ceasefire, Hamas rejected it. So if you were in Hamas place, what should you do? I'm asking you if you are a true Muslim. Nobody will accept it. Today, they had a big meeting in United Nations this week, co-chaired by the Saudis and by the French. You know what they told Hamas? You must disarm. Take all your arms and ammunition and give it to PA, Palestinian Authority. You must not be running the Gaza Strip. Remember, in future, you're not in charge. The PA will be in charge. Who is the PA? Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin, they call him in the Arab world. Total sellout on the radio. I say another murtad, just like the leader of Saudi Arabia, Emirates, and all these kings of Jordan, Bahrain, and Morocco. And the Pharaoh there in Egypt, Pharaoh Sisi, you see. Whole lot, kullu murtadun and ghaddarun, all traitors to Islam. So that is what they want. But Hamas said, yesterday was exactly 1 year for our leader since his assassination. Ismail Haniyeh, today I sent it out to many thousands of people. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلَ Our leader Ismail, Ismail Haniyeh, he was Hafiz and everything. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلَ لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلَ He said, we will never ever recognize Israel. See Allah in His infinite wisdom and grace. How the tide is changing. So you find Canada saying they will recognize Palestine. France saying they will recognize Palestine. United Kingdom saying they're going to recognize Palestine. Today the news, Malta and Portugal said they will recognize Palestine. So everything is in the control of Almighty Allah. Our founder of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, he established Hamas in 87. He said, I got the clip. He said, Israel, Zawalu Israel. Israel will fall. There will be no country like Israel in the year 2027. I'm not saying it's something we must believe in. It's an opinion. But see how the tide is changing against them. They showed the world who the real terrorists are, who the real enemies of humanity are. America and Israel, number one. That they just want to kill and murder and occupy and occupy and occupy. So understand what is really happening. Your Arab regimes, let me show you a hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So you must remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua. Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. Ya Allah, give us barakah, blessing in the land of Sham. Sham, people translate as Syria, is an incomplete translation. The proper translation of Sham is Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. So what does it mean, Levant, Sham? It refers to four countries, you combine them, merge them. Number one, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, and Lebanon. All four countries constitute Sham. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for them. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. The Master alayhi salam made four special duas for the people of Yemen. See Yemen, what they told. Anybody using the Israeli ports, we're telling you now, we will take you on and we will attack your ship and we will target it. Who can make statements like that? See, this ahadith will make you understand. Allahumma, I've been to all these countries with Allah's help. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. That Ya Allah, give us barakah in the land of Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. True Iman, you will find in Yemen. Yeah, I've been to Yemen in 2000. It's the poorest Arab country. But they speak the best Arabic. And they got the Mujahideen. They were their lungis and all that with their knives here, you see. And they walk around with chumpals and sandals. But they take all these guys on. Wal hikmatu yamaniya, and wisdom also you will find in Yemen. Wal fiqhu yamaniyun, all these ahadith in Bukhari Sharif. The true understanding of deen you will find in Yemen. Subhanallah, they saying we're going to stand with Gaza and the Palestinians. So that is what the enemies don't want. Don't speak of jihad. I was in Zambia, Lusaka. So I asked them which embassies are here. So they said, this one, this one, this one. They said, Palestine. I said, make appointment and we want to go there. Now, last year it was. So we went. So I walked in there. I just assumed must be a Muslim. I said, Assalamu alaikum, loudly. So he came. Say, Ismi Waleed. My name is Waleed, the ambassador. He said, but I'm not Muslim. I said, so what are you? He said, I'm a Christian Arab, you see. You have many Christians there also. I'm representing the PA and all that. So I pose all these questions to him. I say, but why do you do not support Hamas? Many times you make statements against Hamas. He say, no, we support Hamas, but very discreetly. And what is our biggest difference? We say we recognize the state of Israel. Hamas say we don't recognize it at all. Just now I told you what Ismail Haniyeh said. I said, but what benefit is there by recognizing it? He said that we want to win over peaceful means. I said, you're trying for 70 years, nothing is really happening from Arafat's time till now. And what happening? They're stealing, they tell you peace, peace, peace. It's not P-E-A-C-E, it's P-I-E-C-E. And they're stealing more and more pieces of your land and so forth. So he couldn't give very convincing answers, but anyway, he's the ambassador now, so we took some good information from him. So what I want to show you is this. You as a Muslim must know. PA, when they speak of sell-out status, they recognize the state of Israel and they speak of coexistence. You know what it means, coexistence? Those of you who know South Africa, South African history, under the Burkis and under the Bura and the Whites, they had Transkei, they had Siskei, they had Paputuswana, and you know, all the Bantustans. So that is what they mean they will use for Palestinians. You're just like second, third, fourth class person. Not equal. So we say no. We will teach them a lesson and already 1 million, 2 million jutlas are gone from there. You see that? So you must understand what are the distinct, the big differences. What will happen in future? According to the Quran Sharif, when will it happen? This only Allah Ta'ala knows. We can't say. But Quran is teaching us, pay attention brothers, it gets very interesting. I'll give you two Quranic verses and one hadith, and then we'll conclude. The Quran Sharif teaches us in chapter 17, the 15 Jews, verse 104, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. When the final promise of Allah is going to come, then we will bring you jutlas and Jews in groups and groups. So you see, you go there, you find all these settlers from Russia, from America, from South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, and all these places there. So Allah, and they keep on stealing. In the West Bank, they just kill. They just burn the houses, and they steal their houses and so forth. And their farms and everything else, they just steal. So that is first thing. So what was the verse? فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Go for a cross-reference and see. Chapter 17, verse 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. And when it comes nearer and nearer to the day of justice, Allah says the Muslim army will do three things. And it has started already. They are planning and plotting, but Allah has the master plan. The Muslim army and Hamas is doing that already. This is the introduction. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. They will disfigure your faces, your jutlas. You see how many of them are running away? How many of them, 100,000, don't want to come back? They got the trauma and they gone crazy and so forth and so on. So Allah is punishing the army of Israel. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as you enter the first time. Today, Jumu'ah. You think any Palestinian can just enter? No. The police are there. You old man, 70, you can come. You 14 years old, 16, 20, go. Mamnu, mamnu, go from here. So you will enter Masjidul Aqsa peacefully. Not the police will be there and jutlas will be there, no. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. All this, every international law they broke. Because Uncle Sam is there with them. They have the veto and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will crush all their pride and arrogance. InshaAllah, this is my analysis. You accept it, it's fine. You don't accept it, it's fine. But inshaAllah, we make dua. A time will come in our lifetime where Trump, the rapist and the felon and criminal will be in jail also. And remember, Netanyahu will also be in jail. InshaAllah. That is Allah's system. We saw in South Africa what happened. If you know South Africa, the problem with us, we don't even know deen, majority, and we don't even know politics. You know Margaret Thatcher? Margaret Thatcher said to South Africa, the Boer, the whiteys, to please them. She said, I got nothing to do with ANC or any party. I'm just explaining to you. She said in 83 that the ANC is dreaming of coming into power in South Africa. They called her the Iron Lady. And you know what happened in 93, 94. 94 elections and everything changed. You will see how quickly things will change, inshallah, there in Palestine and all the whole Middle East. And all these characters, I'll tell you about them now. So number one is this, you should know that victory is ours according to Quran Sharif. Second one, hadith authentic in Muslim Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقوم الساعة. Qiyamah will not come. Hatta yuqatil al-Muslimun al-Yahud. Tell the Muslims, not only Arabs, the Arabs will be there in minority. Non-Arabs will be there in majority. They will take on the Jutlas, the Taliban and everybody else. They will defeat them. And then, فَيَخْتَبِئُ الْيَهُودِيُّ خَلْفَ الْحَجَرُ وَشَجَرُ. The Jutla will hide behind the trees and behind the stones. Even the trees and the stones will say, hey, you Jutla Harami, get out from here, I don't want you. Ta'al ya Abdullah faqtulhu. That you kill him, you see. So that is our belief is going to happen. Illa al-gharqat, except the gharqat tree. So what the Jutla did, everywhere they planting the gharqat tree. I saw my own eyes. I've been 5 times there. They say this tree will help us, is the Jutla tree. You understand? Your Saudi Arabia, which many of you don't understand, 1400 years ago and more, the Master alayhi salam made all these duas for Syria, Jordan and Palestine and Lebanon, for Yemen. Then one person said, Ya Rasulullah, wa fi najdina najd. Najd is your Riyadh and so forth. The Master alayhi salam is rahmatulil alameen. He refused to make dua for them. He said, from here the fitnas will come. You see how they're selling out Islam? They got sanamas in Makkah, they got sanamas in Medina, bikini beaches in Jeddah. Every week, every second week, they have a musical concert. How much haram they are bringing in there. Alcohol, World Cup will come, alcohol, wine, dine and swine, everything will become legal. So we must draw a distinction. Every day make dua for the Haramain Sharifain. And as far as the Ahle Saud, the ruling party go, Ya Allah, give them hidayat. If there's no hidayat, you destroy them and decimate them. So that is our message wherever we speak, my brothers. That cry to Allah, show us the day when Palestine will be free and the Jutlas and Americans will be defeated. And Allah Ta'ala will show us that as Taliban defeated them. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.